Here we have a woman who was not married at this time. But Ra'ua medaberes im echad b'shuk. Literally, it means she was talking with someone in the marketplace. But the Batanura explains it means she was alone with someone, just from the street. We don't know who he is. There are Edom that testify to this. So we don't know if he's a kosher person or a person that would passel a woman from being married to a kohen. Some say the girsa is Ru'ua medaberes im echad min hashuk, because the whole point is they were in a private place. The shuk is not a private place, but it's stam, a person from the shuk, and they went off into a private place together. Amrullah, they said to her, Mativa Shalzeh, who's this person? Is he a kosher person? Is he a pasala person? Kosher person means he has a good yichus. Pasala person would mean, the Mishnah is going to give us examples soon. Let's say he's from the Gevinim. He's called a Nasin. They're Asr Lavi Bakal. Or maybe he's a Mamzer. That's a person that was born out of parents that weren't allowed to be married to each other, and it was a serious Isser, like a Chiyuv Karis. But she says, no. He's not the type of person that would have passed me for a Kayin. I know exactly who it is. She says, Ish Ploini, he's so-and-so. I know exactly who he is, v'koyinu, he wouldn't passel anybody. She doesn't necessarily mean he's a kohen as opposed to a Levi in Yisrael. She means to say, he's a person with yichus, you don't have to worry about him. He didn't passel me for marrying a kohen, even if they were together. Zak the Mishnah, once again, Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer, I'm in the man as she's believed. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer hold, the chazak is on her side. She definitely started out good. Everyone starts out kosher. We don't know exactly who this person was. She says it was a person who wouldn't passel her for a kohen. He's not a passel person, so fine. And here too, once again, Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mi pi anu chayin. No, we don't live by her word. In other words, we don't believe her. El rezu becheskas b'ula l'nosin u l'mamzir. For all we know, this person was either a nosin or a mamzir, or one of the other pisulim, that if she's together with such a person, she can't marry a kohen. Acha tavi raya l'divra, until she can prove that that person was a kosher person. Who's a nasin? So I'm sure you remember from Masechtas Yevamos, that's from the Gevinim. They tricked Yeshua into saying we came from a distant land. Really, they were Canaanim. Yeshua took them in, but they are considered pasul l'kol. And mamzer, so it's a machlok, as we paskin. That's a person that's born out of a marriage which is a chi of krisis. Not just us, but a chi of krisis. So Rabbi Yeshua is concerned. Rabbi Yeshua says maybe they were mamish together, and maybe he's pasul l'kohuna. Even though she, Tainus, for sure, he was a kosher person, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we cannot believe her, but she's now asa to marry a kohen.